Bibles, Acts chapter 8. I'm going to do something that you've heard. If you've been with me any length of time, you've heard me preach. But I feel compelled of God to do that tonight. I really meant to pick up where I left off this morning. And somehow, just you preachers will understand this. Just the burden of that message left. And I couldn't get this off my mind. And so we're going to endeavor to share with you three things quickly and pray that God will use it for His glory before we're baptized. Brother Brady's going to be baptizing tonight, baptizing one of his own, and then I've asked him to go ahead and baptize the others for me. And I couldn't, if I started to baptize one, me and them both be on the bottom of that baptistry, trying to find a step and how to get out of there. So we can't do that, but Brother Brady, on behalf of the church, can baptize for us tonight. And I appreciate and you pray for him as he does that. Some people look at it and say, well, that's just a simple thing. No, it's an important, very vital. And God honors it. And I thank Brother Brady for being willing to do that. Of course, Brother Tim can do it anytime we want him to do it. But tonight, Brother Brady is going to be in the baptistry anyway, so we'll take advantage of him. Acts chapter number 8. Let's stand, please. Let's look at verse number 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. He arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, unto Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to his chariot. Now notice already twice, Spirit led him out of a great revival in Samaria and led him down to Gaza. Then he tells him which chariot to go to. I'm glad for the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. God direct. And Philip ran. He didn't hesitate. He ran thither unto him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest thou the prophet this, of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came into certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. He answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip. The eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. I say hallelujah. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the songs that have been sung. Thank you for the sweet spirit been prevailed here today. Thank you for the testimony given. Thank you, Lord, for the little children that sang. Thank you for choir that sang and the Rochester family. We give you glory and praise for all you've done already tonight. And I do pray you bless this baptismal service, that it give glory to you, and Father, Jesus be exalted. And I pray anybody here unsaved tonight, that they'd see their need and they'd want to get born in the family of God. And Father, as these are being obedient, we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. I ask now for a divine touch. Power of God be upon us for a few moments. We'll give you all the glory and the thanks. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. In this scripture, and you've heard it preached from me, and you've heard other preachers preach it, and you've seen it, but there's three different men mentioned here, and we'll just use those three men and say what I kind of want to say tonight, what God's laid on my heart. And the first one is, if you look in verse 27, he arose, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a man, some man, the sinner man. And everybody has sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is not a person alive that's reached age of accountability that has not sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're sinners by birth, and we're sinners by choice. Now, we come from our mother's womb speaking lies. And I've said it many, many times. You don't have to set a child down and teach him how to tell a lie. Isn't that something? You don't have to teach him how to lie. They just lie. You know why? Because that's their sin nature in them. You had it when you was little too. And then as you get older and become aware of what sin is, we choose to sin. But I'm glad, praise God, there's a remedy for that. We'll get to in a minute. But we're all in the same boat, and nobody's any better than anybody else. Nobody has got any right to God better than anybody else has, whatever color, whatever creed they come from, whatever the background is, how rich, how poor, what they know, what they don't know, all that. That makes no difference. It's just whether or not you know Jesus Christ makes the difference. But amen. And so we realize the fact that we've all sinned and come short of that glory of God. You're here tonight, and I don't know everybody that's here, that's for sure. But you've come in, and I don't even know of our own people. Somebody may be that here that's lost that I don't know about it, but down deep inside you know about it. And you're without Christ, you're on your way to hell. You say, preacher, you ought not preach that. That's not modern day theology. It doesn't go over today. It may not be modern day theology, but it's good theology. Amen. It's biblical theology. If a person is not saved and they leave out of this world, they go to hell. And there's a whole lot of folk today that's been passing on, but I'm glad for those that leave a testimony. I'm saved, saved, saved. Those tonight being baptized got a testimony of that. And this man here, a sinner man, and so he realizes that. He sees himself a sinner. You'll never get saved till you see yourself a sinner. As long as you think you're good enough to get to heaven, and I mentioned this morning about this thing about being saved forever. And some believe you're saved forever as long as you live right. Well, that's not forever. That's just as long as you live right, and you're depending on yourself then, not God. And that's not salvation. True biblical salvation is totally, totally giving it to the Lord Jesus Christ and totally letting him save you and trusting him for your salvation to get you to heaven. You ought to live right. You ought to have a desire to live right. If you say you're saved, and God hadn't changed your want to, or you never got saved to start with. You must be born again. When you get born again, you get changed from inside out. And sometimes people try to change from outside in. That doesn't work that way. You get saved from inside out. And you today that are sitting here tonight in this service, you're either saved or lost. You're either on your way to heaven or you're not on your way to heaven. You either know Jesus or you don't know Jesus. You're either right or you're not right with God. And I praise God tonight, there is a way to be right with God. There is salvation in Jesus. He is the way, the truth, the life. And no man can come to the Father but by him. And so tonight, if you don't know him, then my desire, my prayer to God is that you be saved. Brother G.W. testifying a while ago, and others today have testified, others have given praise to God today. I promise you, they'd tell you the best thing that ever happened to them is the day they got born in the family of God. Saved. Saved. I mean, something happened you can't explain. Something took place down deep in your heart. God did something for you, and the burden was gone of sin, and that burden that you carried and didn't realize how bad it was until after you got saved. Amen. But oh, praise God for being set free in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. He said, amen. This man needed help. This man was by himself, seemingly. He didn't say if anybody else was with him, but he'd come from Ethiopia, and he'd come up to worship. And now he's on his way back home, and he must have been of high authority. He was in charge of the treasury of the queen, and so he was high up in the government, but that man realized he needed something. He wanted to worship God. Then he got to reading Isaiah 53. Now, notice, if you will, please, verse number 31. He said, and Philip went to him and asked him, you understand what you're reading? He said, how can I accept some man? This some man's a soul winner. How can I understand that some man helped me? And our missionaries go out to tell other people about Jesus, because some man needs to tell them about a special man that I'll get to in a minute. Can't hardly wait to get to him. But this man needed another man, but he had to have a in-between man to tell him about Jesus. And not only do we send missionaries out, but we ourselves are to be missionaries. We ourselves are to tell people about Jesus. We have the only hope this world has. We have in Christ Jesus our Lord and our Savior. We don't have any other hope. There is no hope outside of Jesus Christ. And tonight, this, he said, how can I understand except some man? Somebody got to help me. And tonight, I'm glad that somebody can be me. And somebody, I'm seeing if they're on the job of her. Not a level sound like an earthquake came. But you think about it. Think about it, having the privilege of telling somebody about Jesus. I had a man from Virginia come by Friday, I guess it was, and he got to talking to me years ago. He used to come by my house in a bread truck. And he did mixed up in doctrine and didn't understand a lot of things. And we tried to help him and tried to bear with him. And he got talking about that. I appreciated it. I tell you, there's nothing like helping somebody. Somebody get straightened out with God. Somebody get their doctrine right. Somebody get saved. Lead somebody to Jesus. Somebody come to know God. Hey, you think about, of all things we can do in this world, think about helping somebody else get to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I mean, you sitting there, a lot of y'all have led people to Christ, and you've knocked on doors, or either you know somebody you've led, you knew somebody, that, or somebody asked you to go see somebody, and there's some I'd love to see saved now. I'd love to lead them to Christ now. Not a greater joy in my heart than be able to lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ. And not a greater joy anywhere. I don't care what you accomplish in this world. You've never accomplished anything compared to being able to get in a chariot with somebody and tell them about Jesus Christ. Now, I realize we don't drive chariots today, but a Ford, some people ride a Ford. Tom Sawyer finally got straightened out and got him a Chevrolet. But whatever you drive, doesn't make any difference whether Ford, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Lincoln, doesn't make any difference. But to get in the car of somebody, or get in somebody's house on their couch, or get in somebody's workplace where they are working, and tell them about Jesus Christ, there's not a better thing to do. And here's the key to all of this. The Holy Ghost spake to his heart. Philip's heart, he was up somewhere else, and he says, God led him to go down to that where he went. When he got down there, he didn't know what to do, but God told him to go to a certain chariot and join himself to it. And when he got there and did that, then God opened the door up for him to tell this man about Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to let the Holy Spirit guide us and direct us, and he will. We don't need to be blundering into it and just haphazardly, but let the Holy Spirit guide us and direct us. These times, you just speak to somebody. These times, you just be kind to them. These times, you just invite them to church. These times, you hand them a tract. These times, you just mention to them how good it is to be saved. These times, you mention had a good time at church yesterday, and just bring up the subject some way and just leave a seed sown. Then there's other times God opens the door wide open for you to tell them about Jesus. Now, that's what God did with this man. He opened his heart wide open so Philip could tell him about Jesus. Now, if you would please, I want you to look something about this man. In verse 34, and the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? This some other man is the Lord Jesus, the Savior. You got a sinner, a soul winner, and a Savior. But there's some other man. He said, who's he talking about here in Isaiah 53? Talking about being led dumb before the shears and doesn't open his mouth and the slaughter and all that. Who is this? And they're speaking about himself or some other man? And Philip started then preaching to him some other man. Started speaking to him about Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. I want you to look at it with me, please, in these verses following. And Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, there came in a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized? Now, isn't it something? This man just had heard about Jesus, just had got saved, just had come to know Christ, but first thing he wanted to do is get baptized. I believe people really get saved want to get baptized. They want to get baptized. They desire that baptism. You know why? Because it's a picture of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. It's a picture that you have died out to sin, raised to walk in a newness of life, and it gives God glory and praise and honor. And I say to you tonight, that's what these being baptized are doing. They're giving God glory, saying, I believe he died for me. I believe he buried for me. I believe he rose for me. And I believe I've died out to sin. I've been buried with him by faith and grace of God. And I've raised to walk in a newness of life. And I say tonight, thank God for the reality of that. Now look at it. He said, what doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. He didn't say, now, if you get out here and do a lot of good works, he didn't say, now, if you can do good enough and you can hang on long enough, you can get to heaven. Didn't say that. Look what he said. He said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah. He believed, he confessed with his mouth, believed in his heart, God saved him. And then they stopped, and they both went down to water, and they baptized him, and then both came up out of the water, and the Bible says the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. I say hallelujah. You get saved and baptized, you'll get on your way rejoicing, praising God. And tonight, when these are baptized, let's just don't take it lightly and that, well, he's going to take them up and duck them under the water. It's more than that. They have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. They have become a new creature in Christ Jesus. They're saved. They're going to heaven. And I say hallelujah and praise God and the Lamb forever and forever. What a joy that is. We look forward to it. But if you're not saved tonight, I want to invite you to Jesus, because that's some other man, the Lord Jesus Christ, will save you if you'll let him. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Are you saved? Are you really saved tonight? I'm not asking you to respond to that question right now. I'm just asking you the question. Father, I pray the Holy Spirit would speak to every heart. I pray tonight that you would touch the lives of those that know not Jesus, that they'd want to get saved. Maybe somebody here tonight, they are saved, and they realize they've never been baptized. Lord, they want to present themselves for baptism. Maybe somebody here tonight needs to get right with God. Something wrong in their life. They know it. They know they're not where they need to be with you, and their life is not right. I pray, God, you'd help them. Then we pray, Lord, that you bless these who have been baptized tonight. Bring glory and praise. Help us to realize what joy it is in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. We pray tonight in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen.